welcome or welcome back to the podcast of From a Teen Girl's Point of View. It's been a while, definitely. I feel like I have to say that because, oh gosh, okay, it's been a long time. It's been exactly 1 month and 5 days, at least when I'm recording this episode, since I have last uploaded on the podcast. And it's been a really long time. I know that in my intro I said I would try my best to upload once a week. I did say I would try my best, so I didn't promise, but yeah. I failed miserably at the consistency part of this job, but I mean, it's not a job, but you know what I mean. No need to go on for a while. I was just very, honestly, no, I was not busy. I don't have any excuses for that. I just genuinely didn't take the time to record. But if you guys want to know what got me into recording again, it's this very exciting message that I got this morning. And oh gosh, so I wake up, right, on a Sunday morning, and there's literally, I open my Gmail inbox, and I see this email saying, hello, how's it going? Hope all is well. I have some cool information that might interest you. Your podcast, From a Teen Girl's Point of View, has good performance in Apple Podcasts rankings from the last 30 days, and it's positioned 10th in the category leisure in Singapore, which I know it's only in Singapore, but wow, I mean, that's kind of an achievement to me, I guess. I'm not even uploaded that much. I've uploaded one real episode. You know, let's face it, I've uploaded basically nothing. But I'm top 10 in leisure. So it's something. It's something. And I've had many people, actually. I think I've had, hold on, I've had 8 people DM me in the last 2 weeks. Not DM me, but like text me on WhatsApp. Be like, dude, when are you uploading again? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have time. But I came up with a topic this morning for a new episode that I thought was really cool. And that's going to be 50 plus ideas of what to get somebody for Christmas or yourself. So I'm going to assume that if you clicked on this episode, you either don't know what to get someone for Christmas or you don't know what to put on your Christmas wish list. And trust me, I have ideas, you guys. I think I have 57. Okay, actually, I don't know how many ideas I have exactly, but I have more than 50, that's for sure. I divided it into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories. Some of these are on my Christmas wish list, and then some other things are just ideas I came up with because I thought they could be cool to add up on the list. But yeah, I'm just gonna get right into it because I don't want this to take a long time because I have a lot of ideas to get through. And I feel like if I continue rumbling on for endless minutes, this episode will literally be a few hours long, and I don't want that. So yeah, the first category is pretty basic, and that's clothing. So the first thing on there is sweaters. I feel like, honestly, wherever you live, sweaters are cool. People always love sweaters. I live in a very hot country, but I really love sweaters. Second are leggings. Honestly, leggings can be used for, like, sports, but they can also be used for, like, just everyday clothing. Honestly, I feel like everybody needs a simple black pair of leggings, but not everybody has a simple black pair of leggings. So, yeah, definitely leggings. Tennis skirts are really cool, too. This is a little more difficult for people who live in cold countries, but just, you know, wear tights under and it should be okay. Another thing are sweatsuits. I feel like these are really cool. Just basically like a sweatshirt and some sweatpants or some shorts that match. That's really, really cute. Another idea are PJ sets. Honestly, it could be like silky PJs or like fun matching PJs for your bestie. I feel like these are really cool. I personally love buying PJs for some reason. I feel like PJs are just so simple. You can go with anything. It could be something babyish, but you're going to sleep in it. So it's okay. People won't see. And you can literally just get whatever you want in PJs. Another thing are graphic tees. I absolutely love graphic tees. Graphic tees are literally when I wear I wear them as PJs. I wear them when I'm lazy, literally all the time. Another thing that, yeah, this is kind of like tennis skirts. It can be a little more difficult because if somebody lives in a cold country, you might not get them that. But bathing suits, I know Shein has the cutest bathing suits. Not the best quality, but, you know, whatever. Another idea that's not really clothing itself. That's more of like the accessories part of clothing. And that would be fuzzy bags. I know I really want a like cow print fuzzy bag. And I feel like fuzzy bags in general are so cute whenever you're just going shopping, going out, whatever. Next are purse/shoulder bags. Honestly, Cotton On has really cute shoulder bags. I feel like this is kind of like leggings. Everybody needs a like basic black shoulder bag because they're so cute. My second to last idea for clothing are tote bags. I love tote bags, literally. If you're going for a more cheaper option, definitely Shein. They have really cute tote bags for really low prices. I feel like tote bags are really practical. You can literally take them anywhere, like when you're going to study, when you're going shopping, really anywhere. And the last idea that I have, not really clothing, but it's more like accessories, and that's jewelry. I know that I really want some jewelry from Unruh or Happiness Boutique for Christmas because they have really cute jewelry. This isn't a video though, so I can't insert like a screenshot of what I want, but definitely go check them out. They have the cutest jewelry. So the next kind of category is hair. I don't have actually that many ideas for hair because, believe it or not, it's hard to find ideas for hair categories. But here's just what I could find. So the first thing on there are claw clips. I got a claw clip recently actually for Secret Santa and I really loved it. Honestly, Cotton On have really great claw clips. Shein, same cheap, but has really cute claw clips. Another thing are scrunchies. I feel like scrunchies are kind of getting old now in a way. Like, people don't, there was like a moment of time where people would literally wear scrunchies on their wrists all the time. I know I would, and I have a really big collection of scrunchies, but I mean, they're still kind of cute, so you can get someone scrunchies. Next is a hair straightener. I really need a hair straightener because my hair is so puffy when I wake up in the morning. I feel like if you know someone that has really puffy hair, that's hard to handle, definitely get them a hair straightener. And on that same kind of vibe, a hair curler. We all, as girls, we all would really appreciate it if we could get a hair curler because, I don't know, I feel like that's just the base to a good night out. And the last thing that I have on there is stuff to wash your hair. So like shampoos, conditioners, that kind of stuff. But hair products that actually smell good, because many times I'll go into a shop and just get a shampoo, but like really randomly, and it'll end up stinking. So make sure it smells good. I don't know, get something from The Body Shop, Bath and Body Works, that kind of stuff. But just, you know, get something dreamy, get something that smells really good. So now onto the third category, and that would be self-care. I don't have as many ideas for clothing on this category, but I do have more than hair. So, yeah. The first idea on there is a journal. Whether the person that you're getting a gift for is into journaling or not, I don't think that really matters. Journals are just genuinely really cute, and it doesn't really matter if they end up using it in the end. It's great decoration. The second thing is a planner. I know I really want the Emma Chamberlain planner, but there are so many cute planners out there. For example, you can just go to Typo and you'll find something cute for sure. The third thing is stationery overall, I guess, but more specifically markers. That's what I wrote on my list. So for example, like brush pens, highlighters. I know I really like the Muji pens. They have just really cute pens and they work really well. Another thing are books. I feel like you can get a person like self-help books. But on more of like actual storybooks, I personally really love Colleen Hoover. I feel like any Colleen Hoover book is a great idea. I really loved It Ends With Us, Ugly Love, All You're Perfect, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, definitely go check her out. But if the person that you're getting a book for is really into reading, you can definitely just get some, like, decoration books. And then there's some books like Prada or Dior books that they can just use for decor. The fifth thing on my list is diffusers. I have one and I use it all the time. I feel like diffusers just really just help set the mood in a room, you know what I mean? And to go with that, essential oils. Another thing I think is really cool, if they're into kind of like spiritual stuff, crystals. I really love crystals, even if I'm really not into like spiritual stuff. I think they're just so cute. And to go with that, kind of like a little tray. I know there are many small businesses on Instagram that do some customs or just really cute trays in general that are made of clay. And it's so cool. Definitely get them that. Another thing I have on the list are candles. You can really just never go wrong with candles. I mean, they're so cute, you know, let's face it. The second to last thing I have on that list are bath tables. I don't really know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but it's this kind of thing that you'll kind of put on your bath and you can just kind of like put a computer on there or an iPad, watch your movies, read a book while you're in the bath. I don't know if that makes sense. To me, it does, but yeah. And the last thing that I have on this list is water bottles. I feel like you honestly can't really go wrong with water bottles, like Hydro Flask. There are also these kind of like water bottles that you can get off Amazon where it kind of like tells you when to drink throughout the day. I don't think that makes sense, but just go check it out if you know what I'm talking about. The next category is beauty. So the first item that I have on this category are face masks. Honestly, I feel like face masks don't have to actually work to be a great gift. They just have to smell good and look pretty. At least that's what I think. The second thing is perfume. But again, make sure it smells good. Don't get just like a random perfume. Smell it before, spray it, and just see what it smells like. I personally really recommend Victoria's Secret. I know I have the I think it's called Passion Mist, and it's like passion fruit and vanilla, and it smells so good. The third idea that I have is kind of like a global idea, and that's skincare. So that can be serums, creams, moisturizers, honestly just really anything that has to do with skincare that you know the person that you're buying a gift for would like. The fourth thing is more of like a I guess delicate subject, but that's razors. If you know someone that is always in need of a razor, definitely just get them that. I feel like getting a razor in your stocking is kind of cool, honestly, because you don't have to buy it yourself. It's really annoying to have to buy razors. So definitely get them that. Another idea that I have that I kind of spoke about before is bath stuff. So I talked about these little like bath table you could give someone, and this time in the more beauty part of it, I would recommend more of like bath like skincare items, or like bath salts, bath bombs, bubble bath, that kind of stuff. Another idea that I have is quartz rollers or a gua sha. I feel like these come in a kit though, so I think it's like you buy a roller and a gua sha, which is really cool, but definitely get them that. I feel like if they're into that kind of like soft girl aesthetic, definitely get them that. It's really cute. Another idea that I have that I actually asked for last year but did not get is a skincare fridge. Skincare fridges are so cool. Okay, let's face it. You don't even have to use them. They're just so cool. You can put your quartz roller inside, your beauty face mask, all that kind of stuff, and it's so cool. The second to last idea that I have is beauty treatments. So that can be facials, nails, hair, getting your brows done, all that kind of stuff, or even just a massage. This is so cool. I really want one of these, honestly. And the last idea that I have on there is makeup. I don't have any specifics for that, honestly. Get them whatever they need, honestly. Like, it could be a mascara, a lipstick, a foundation, anything. I personally really love the brands Glossy and Sephora. These are like my two go-tos for makeup. They are a little pricey, I have to say. I mean, of course, it's Sephora and Glossier, so it's good quality makeup. But if you want to kind of bring the price down a little. I don't have any recommendations. I only buy my makeup at Sephora and Glossier, actually. But definitely go online to find some cheaper makeup brands. And yeah. The next category that I have is decor. And the first idea that I have on there is lamps. It can be anything, honestly, like mushroom lamps, LEDs, fairy lights. Lamps are just so cute. You can never go wrong with lights and lamps, you know? The second idea is mirrors. This can be like light up, close up mirrors for when they do their makeup. It can be like more tall body mirrors. I really want a body mirror personally, but I also really want a light up one because it's so practical. I feel like I'm always doing my makeup in the dark. The third idea is a clothing rack. This is if they have the space, of course. I really want a clothing rack, but I don't have the space. So don't get me that. A fourth idea is a wall collage. If you're brave enough to actually make a collage yourself and then print it out, I swear it will even be 10,000 times better. That's if you have the time, of course. I know I don't have the time to do that, but collages are a great idea in general. The fifth idea they have is vines. I feel like vines is another thing you can't really go wrong with. If they have the space, definitely get them vines. It's so cute. It's so aesthetic. Everybody loves vines. Another idea that I have is bedding stuff. So it can be sheets. I know I asked for that last year and it turned out really great because I got really, really amazing bedding sheets. But it can also be like pillows. So for example, fluffy pillows, body pillows. I know that Typo has really, really cute and aesthetic pillows. So if they're into that whole like aesthetic theme, then definitely get them some like cute pillows. And the last idea that I have on there is if the person you're getting a gift to is really into jewelry, definitely get them a jewelry box. This is such a cute, thoughtful gift. This is not the last category. It's the second to last category. We're getting there, guys. And it is technology. This is kind of more on the pricey range, I guess, of this video. So if you're getting a gift for a really close person, for example, your best friend or, I don't know, your brother, and you're willing to put in a little more money, then these ideas may be a little more appropriate. And the first that I have on there is a Switch. You know what I mean by pricey? That's what I was talking about, a Switch. And of course, if you're buying them a Switch, you might as well buy them a few games to go with it. The second idea is a little less expensive, and that would be phone cases. I'm currently using a Shein phone case, and I absolutely love their phone cases. To anybody who says that they're not good quality, that is fake news, okay? I have had this Shein phone case on for almost a year now, okay? And it's not broken. So, definitely if you're willing to buy them a more pricey phone cases, then Caseify, all that good stuff. But I really actually recommend Shein for phone cases. The third idea is really, really more in the pricey range, and that's AirPods. If you're willing to put in that extra money, definitely worth it. Another idea that I have that is quite cheap, actually, that's disposable cameras. Disposable cameras are such a cute gift, and I actually feel like it's a really thoughtful gift. Another idea that I have, again, more on the pricey side of this video, a camera. So if you know somebody that's, for example, starting a YouTube channel, the Canon G7X is a great idea. And to go with that kind of like YouTube channel kind of topic, then a ring light, a microphone, all that stuff, great ideas. Another good idea is getting a person a membership for a paid app. So for example, if you want to get them the full VSCO membership or the Procreate membership, that could be a great idea. Another thing that's actually really cheap, that would be blue light glasses. I feel like blue light glasses are just not only useful, but they're so cute. Like genuinely, I feel like blue light glasses literally go well on everyone. The second to last idea that I have are speakers. This can be anything really, like a JBL speaker, a Typo shower speaker, really any type of speaker. But I feel like speakers are just so cool. They're really practical whenever you travel. You want to be able to blast music in your hotel room, you know what I mean? And the last idea that I have on this technology category is chargers. I literally always need a charger. I feel like, honestly, anyone who's like me always has their phone at 1%. We're always in need of a charger. So honestly, if someone gets me chargers for Christmas, I will not be mad about it. I will be really happy. And now for the last category of this video, I feel like, honestly, you probably saw it coming, and that is the random category. Every single idea that I had that didn't fit into any of the other categories, that's in there. I actually don't have that many left. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's only 7 ideas left, but yeah, so enjoy. The first idea that I have on the random category is memberships. So for example, that could be Netflix or Disney Plus, Hulu. If you also know someone that wants YouTube Premium, then yeah, you can get them that. Another thing that I thought was pretty cool is merch. So for example, if you know someone that really likes, for example, Emma Chamberlain's merch, you can get them that. Or for example, her coffee, you can get them the Glossier sweatshirt. There are so many different ideas. Another idea that I actually really want this year is piercings. So if you know someone that wants to, for example, get, I don't know, like a septum piercing or something like that, I personally want my second hole in my ear. But yeah, if you know someone that wants a piercing, you can definitely get them that. I feel like that's a pretty thoughtful gift because you'd be getting them something that they've wanted for a long time. This idea is kind of random, if I'm being totally honest, but that's skateboards. If you know someone that's into skateboarding, get them a skateboard. And if you know someone that's a really like aesthetic person and that's into this kind of like skatey whole aesthetic vibe, get them a skateboard. It's cute. The almost last idea that I have are games. So this can literally be any type of game. So like board games, card games, for example. There is this really cool game called We're Not Really Strangers. I absolutely love it. There's also this card game that seems so cool. I don't really know what it's called, but you have like a sentence and then you have to match it up with memes. That's so cool. You can also get them like unsolved crime cases. I did that with my best friend for her birthday and it was so fun. The second to last idea in this video is reusable straws. I feel like you don't have to be VSCO to like reusable straws. Like, no, the truth is that everybody needs reusable straws because we're using way too much plastic and we're killing our dear planet. So reusable straws are definitely a really great idea. And the last, very, very last idea that I have on this very big list is gift cards. So honestly, if you're just kind of lost and are not entirely sure what to get the person, get them a gift card. It's kind of like the safe option, if I'm being honest. Like, gift cards are not necessarily the most thoughtful options. I know I personally am not really mad when I get a gift card, though, because it, like, kind of gives me the choice to decide what I want, which can also be a great thing. You can get them just really anything, like Sephora gift cards, H&M, Typo, Cotton On. The list goes on and on because literally every store has a gift card option. It can even be online stores, so you can even get them, like, for example, if they live in a country where Glossier doesn't exist in stores, like I do, you can get them like an online Glossier gift card. There's so many options. And that is it, you guys. Whew, that actually went faster than I thought. That's 23 minutes and 42 seconds, people. I've made it. I've told you guys my whole list, and that is 50 plus what to get or what to put on your Christmas wish list ideas. I really hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, then you can send me an email to tell me how much you've enjoyed. That's what I forgot to tell you guys. I created an email for this podcast so that if you have anything to share, so for example, I don't know, you have any story times that you'd like to share so that I can include in my future episodes or any business inquiries, then definitely just email me. My email address for this podcast will be in the description. And I hope that you all have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys next time. If you have any ideas for future episodes, it could be anything, it could be like Christmas related, or it could just be really random, then email it to me. See you next time.